sanctified and spirit-filled and fire baptized. I want you to know there's some folks, amen, that know how to live holy every day. I want you to know that there's some saints, amen, that don't mind getting on their knees and praying until they pray through. I want you to know, amen, that there's some folks, amen, that will labor with you and labor in God's vineyard 24/7 if necessary. But I want, amen, also to let you know, amen, that there are folks that's in the church that's doing wrong, amen, and they know that they're doing wrong, and they know if they don't change, they're going to be in trouble with God. Amen. And so that's why I'm speaking from this text today. 2 Corinthians 4:3 said, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Amen. In other words, amen, you can't hide nothing from the saints. Saints going to know you. Amen. Praise the Lord. You can try to cover up. Amen. Praise the Lord. But God has given us a spirit of discernment. We don't have to step around your house and peep in your window. Lord, help me preach today. Amen. Praise the Lord. We don't have to follow you back and forth. Amen. And see what time you go home at night. But God will open our spiritual eyes and we will know whether you are right or whether you're wrong. We will know if you're in the will of God or out of the will of God. Look at your neighbor, amen, pray, and say, why do wrong when you know to do right? Oh, I'm going to keep on preaching. Amen. 2 Corinthians 6:17-18. Wherefore come out from among them and be ye separated, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you and will be a father unto you. Amen. Now, if God's going to do all of that for us, don't you think we ought to serve him? Don't you think we ought to walk up right? Don't you think that we ought to be honest and say, Lord, I'm on your side. Amen. And I'm going to do your will. Amen. Praise the Lord. Shame on somebody that called themselves a man, a woman of God. Amen. Even have enough nerve to carry the Bible. Have enough nerve, amen, to stand in the pulpit. And you know that you're living.
This has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville. Service times are Sunday schools, 9:50 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 11:15 a.m. Sunday evening worship, 7:45 p.m. Tuesday Bible study, 7:30 p.m. Friday night worship service, 7:30 p.m. Prayer Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ.
Tell somebody, say, you stand.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Let me hear the worshiper.
You're listening to the radio broadcast of the Mount Triumph Missionary Baptist Church, 720 Millrace Road, Boyce, Louisiana. Pastor Joseph W. Franklin. Sunday school every Sunday morning at 9:45 a.m. Worship and the Word at 11 a.m. And on third Sunday, the Lord's Supper is observed. Wednesday night, prayer meeting Bible study at 6 p.m. And at 7 p.m., choir rehearsal. You can visit us on the web at www.mounttriumphmbc.com. God bless you.
For our hearing for today. Amen. Luke she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled and encumbered about many things, but one thing is needed, one thing is necessary, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. The grass withered, the flower fade, but the word of our God.
some time with him. So we see Mary's, we see Martha's delight, but the point of the message is you need to see Mary's devotion. Because it's plain here, we have two opposites. You have Martha here making preparation, welcoming Jesus in the home, and she had a sister called Mary. Now you remember, and you do know that in your reading and study, that these are friends of Jesus. And this may be their first encounter with Jesus, but not their last, because when you read John's gospel, you will know that it was Jesus who raised Lazarus, their brother, from the dead. Because he said, I am the resurrection and the life. And when you read a little further over, at the end of Jesus' ministry, it was Mary who anointed his feet. I wish I had a believer. Notice Mary's posture with the Savior and in his presence. She's at his feet. She's in his presence. And how many times and how much time do we spend in the Lord's presence? How many often do we sit at his feet or kneel at his feet in prayer? You know, we get there sometimes, we don't get there or stay there too long. Help me, somebody. We usually say our prayers, we get up off our knees and we go about our, but how many times have you lingered in his presence? Times, even without saying anything, just to be alone with the Lord. Can I tell you, that is very needful. Mary took the time to devote herself because Mary loved the Lord. Oh, if you love him, you're going to spend some time with him. Matter of fact, Jesus commended the church at Ephesus in Revelation. He talked about their devotion to, but somehow he says, you have left your first love. Somehow the trends of the day and the things that we deem necessary and needful, which are not always necessary and needful, we forget about Jesus and we forget about spending time in his presence. And so he even commend them and told them in the church at Ephesus that they had left their first love. Mary not only showed the posture at his feet, but you can remember before his death, it was this Mary who anointed his feet for his burial. Mary loved the Lord. And not only was she interested in his presence, but also she was interested in his word. Oh, I wish I had a witness here. Notice what the text says, that and she had a sister called Mary who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Oh, brothers and sisters, can I tell you, it is paramount to hear his word. Matter of fact, when I read the word, it says that my sheep hear my voice. And we know that a lot of voices out there, but I wish I had a witness here that know how paramount and how vital it is for you to take in the word of God. Oh, brothers and sisters, John.